The Joyride.
And a couple of weeks ago, we spoke about those drones in New Jersey and the whole of America was going crazy. You remember? What is this? Yeah. Even the Americans didn't know. They were like, what? What?
That
who's flying? Is it weather balloons? No, it's not. What is it?
Is and, it a bird? Is it a plane?
It's yeah, not
no
Superman.
One knew. Mm-mm. No one knew. Is it an albatross? Look at your car window, then you will know. It'll leave you a present. Nice. Net as the Adidas by Orn's name.
Yeah.
So, newly elected President Trump has now appointed his new press secretary in the White House, Caroline Leavitt. And she's had a very interesting first couple of press conferences there from the White House. And now, after this whole debacle with the drones, apparently they've come forward now with an explanation. They now say that apparently they know exactly what these drones are. And they were given permission to fly. And apparently, now part of the story is that there were civilian drones part of this exercise as well. Nou vra ek vir jou die vraag af, as daar nou 'n militêre operasie plaasvind met drones, veral in Amerika,
In
watse wêreld gaan hulle enigsins toelaat dat private drones dan nou ook in daai area vlieg? We know them better than that.
Huh? Ja. Ek dink hulle is besig, dink jy nie?
Hulle is besig met 'n vaag storie hierso en Caroline Leavitt het uit haar eie uitgesê presies wat dit is. En ek weet nie, Trump het gesê, he's going to be transparent, he's going to, hy het nou die JFK en die Martin Luther King en die Robert F. Kennedy files vrygestel, kan ons so stel, dit gedeclassify, ons gaan nou maar sien wat daar uitkom, as die mense dit nou eers klaar gelees het. Maar, wanneer dit kom by goed wat vandag gebeur, weet ek nie of hulle nog steeds dalk vir ons lieg nie. Hier is wat Caroline te sê gehad het.
And before I turn to questions, I do have news directly from the President of the United States that was just shared with me in the Oval Office from President Trump directly, an update on the New Jersey drones. After research and study, the drones that were flying over New Jersey in large numbers were authorized to be flown by the FAA for research and various other reasons. Many of these drones were also hobbyists, recreational and private individuals that enjoy flying drones. In
what?
Meantime, in time, it got worse due to curiosity. This was not the enemy. A statement from the President of the United States to start this briefing with some news.
I'll say, to start that briefing with some news.
It's like statement. So big as Candace Owens.
Yo.
Ik weet niet. Ik zeg voor jou hier. Daar is toch steeds my slang in die gras. Amerikaners. As hulle besig is met operasies om goeders te toets, hulle gaan daai goed afbaken. Geen ander drone gaan naby daai drones kom nie.
Mm. Presies, en nie net dit nie, as ek iets recreation in die wil vlieg wat vir my vet pret is, dan is dit 'n Helikie Potter. Jy weet, een van daai remote controlled helikopters of jets of wat ook al. Ek gaan nie 'n drone in die lug sit nie.
Dis nie daai groot, ek meen, ons praat nie van die drones wat ons mee vlieg, die DJI-tjies nie. Hierdie drones wat hulle van praat is massiewe goed wat wapens kan dra. So, I don't know. Come with a better story, Mr. Trump. I don't believe this one. Jy kan myself die story gaan lees. Ons laai hom vir jou op OFM.co.za.
You're tuned into the Joyride on OFM. Courtesy of Brocourt Auctions. Your partner in quality auctions.
Get in, loser, for the Joyride.